glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Riding on the city.
Hey, welcome back into News and Views. I am not Baron Coleman, and that is not Jack Campbell. I am Nate Hicks, the Hoosier Daddy, joined by the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of Playtime at Adams Motorsports. And
I have to tell you, you're playing some of the best music. This is, if you had to do my greatest hits, you've been doing it. This is great.
I feel like, you know, after producing your show a couple times, that I've gotten that vibe from you. I understand what kind of music
you do.
Terry likes.
You got it.
This is good. It's good, peaceful riding music.
It is.
On a nice Sunday afternoon, you get in the car. Nobody does that anymore.
Or get on a bike.
I'm having my bike worked on right now as we speak in Augusta. I'm going to pick it up next week, and I actually am getting an amplifier put in my fairing and new speakers so I can turn it up a little bit more, because you get up around 80 sometimes, you can't hear it from the wind buffeting.
Right.
But I am going to be able to hear some Arlo Guthrie nice and clear. Good morning, America. How are you?
I love that. That's a great song.
That is a great song.
That's the greatest ever.
Speaking of your business, we won't get too in-depth in it, but we can touch on it.
Okay.
Report just came out from the Montgomery Advertiser calling that this year a challenging year for the... Stop, I'm trying to get through this.
I'm sorry.
A challenging year for crime here in the Montgomery area.
That's one way to look at it.
Well, and I found it ironic because I remember back in summertime, a certain official coming on the radio station and saying that, you know, crime was down. And that's to be expected in the summer. When it gets hot outside, people don't want to commit crime.
They don't want to do anything.
No, they don't want to do much of anything.
True.
That doesn't involve air conditioning.
You got that right.
But it's saying violent crimes are up, to include murders, to include assaults, attempted homicide, whether it be intentional or accidental. But what I found kind of shocking was that property crime was down. And from listening to the station and our news reports from Skipper, every morning I'm hearing several property crime, burglaries, thefts. Prime example is your situation. Another example is Rick Hound Dog, the
Walker.
Hound Dog,
Walker,
actually had some property stolen out of his fire damaged home.
Burned out house, right. Yeah. It's
so
crazy.
His house burned down, and, you know, when that happens, some property gets singed, some does not.
Mm-hmm.
And then people went in there, passed the police tape lines, and stole property out of it. A crime of opportunity, if you will.
Well said.
But you also have been having some experiences with crime at your business.
Yes.
And it seems to me that whenever we move our attention with crime in the city, that almost like a hydra, another head pops up somewhere else mm-hmm. in another entity, if you will, of crime.
Yes. Well said. I mean, there's certain things we could probably attribute it to, and I don't know that I really want to get into depth on Barron's show because I'm trying to stay on Barron's within Barron's lanes here. But I find it hard to believe that there's a reduction in this type of crime. Let me just tell you this quick story. The second or third time we were broken in, when they busted in the front door, $1,088, thank you very much, the guy that came to replace the glass, I'm not going to tell you the company or his name, he's the fourth guy that works for this glass company. He was on call. They called him because the other three were busy replacing. That night, and just that night, there were 11 different either doors or windows from businesses busted out. Just that one night.
So, that would lead me to believe that there is an issue.
There is an issue.
And that the actions that we're taking are not...
They're not working.
Curbing this issue.
They're not.
I will say hats off to you. I know that you have increased your illumination around your facility, that you've also done some other things that we won't say, mm-hmm. for security purposes.
I have.
To heighten the security around your business. And I applaud you because that's a big step. I mean, that's not cheap.
Well, you know...
But you have to protect your investment.
That's what I was about to say. When you worked your whole life to get something, it's hard to sit on the sidelines when you're supposed to have been being protected and watch people steal your stuff. I can't do it.
Now,
I can't.
I say that to say this. For everyone listening, I'm a very large proponent for the Second Amendment for this specific
reason.
I carry a lot of times I carry my sidearm with me on my belt, especially when I'm in Georgia, because I have a Georgia concealed carry and I know the Georgia law. Alabama law is a little different, so I usually don't carry it on me.
Mm-hmm.
I open carry it. Even though I have a concealed license permit, mm-hmm. I open carry it, and people think it's stupid to do so, but I do it because it's a deterrent.
Absolutely, it's a deterrent.
And I think the U.S. government, namely the Democrats, are trying to push this agenda issue every chance they get with guns, mm-hmm. that we need to curtail the distribution and the use of handguns, because they want to protect you. They don't want you protecting yourself. They want to protect
control.
You.
Control. It's all about control.
But how well is that working?
It's not working. Let me tell you a story. James Holmes, before he went in that theater in Colorado, he went past three different theaters and didn't go in there. You know why?
Because they didn't have a gun-free zone.
Exactly. Because, in other words, there might be someone in one of those three theaters he didn't go in that may shoot back. And they don't want that.
And there's two places I don't carry my sidearm. A theater is one, just because in Augusta, at least, they don't let you. And a church, obviously, because that is a state law in Georgia that you're not allowed to carry in a church.
Okay.
I had a gentleman one time. I was at a restaurant. I was having a frosty beverage, and he came up to me and started to give me static, said, you're not supposed to drink when carrying a sidearm in the state of Georgia. I said, well, you're incorrect. Now, in the state of Alabama, you can't.
Okay.
In the state of Georgia, you can.
Really?
You cannot discharge your weapon while intoxicated, but you can carry your weapon and you can partake.
He didn't know his law.
Exactly. And that's the problem. That is the key problem to all these, to the Second Amendment, to the Fourth Amendment, to the First Amendment. The young lady that got handcuffed and pulled out of a city council meeting last week. That's the problem, is people don't know their rights.
Nope.
They no longer have civics classes in high school.
Exactly.
They no longer study their Constitution, their Bill of Rights, their Declaration of Independence, all the Founding Fathers' documents that they set forth to protect the citizens and not the government.
Bingo. The Founding Fathers were brilliant, and they anticipated a lot of the things that we're going through, but nobody takes the time to study what it is they were trying to warn us about.
And the reason why they anticipated it was not because they knew we were going to have cell phones someday, or semi-automatic weapons, or bump stocks, or whatever.
No, the methods may change, but the
people,
core issue and the people are still the same.
The people always are going to be the same. There's always going to be someone that's bigger and stronger than you that's going to strong-arm you into to take your property, to take your liberty, and sometimes to take your life.
Amen.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
And that's why the Second Amendment is there, to protect all the other amendments. Mm-hmm. So
you're right.
I got off on a soapbox there. Let me get down off on that.
Yeah,
but you know, there's no easy answers with the crime problem in Montgomery. I think the best thing that we can do is address that there is a problem. That not stick our heads in the sand and say, you know what, it's just a small upspurt of crime that we've seen. No, there is a systemic problem within the city. And unfortunately, the problem seems to be migrating from zone to zone. Every time we concentrate our police force in a specific area, they go to a different location.
What scares me is the amount of knowledge that these kids have. In one circumstance, they hit me at exactly the time that the police in my district takes their dinner break. Exactly this.
Thanks a lot,
Google.
They had
to send someone else over from another district, and it took 20 minutes to get there. How do they know this?
It's got to be on Google or social media. Somebody has gotten the information from somebody, and they've shared it on social media. And
Speaking of social media, I would like to think that MPD has a division that does nothing but goes through all the social media platforms where people sell things.
Right.
And looks for this stolen property because stuff is stolen every night.
And I even told Rick Walker that. I said, you know, when I talked to him this morning coming into the station, I said, man, I've been looking on Montgomery Online, shopping on Facebook, to see if I could see any of your guitars. Because the guitars that he has are very specific guitars. They're very...
You don't know them when you see
them. Right, exactly. Hey, let's take another quick break. I'm gonna take you out with a little special song that I like, little Deacon Blues. And they actually mention the state of Alabama and the Crimson Tide in this song, and it's just a fabulous song.
It really is.
This is the day.
About it first, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour Grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey.
Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatch sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
And views, and it is not 2 a.m. It is actually 10:18 in the p.m.
True.
And that means that we need to mention the wonderful people at Alabama Home Mortgage, the wonderful Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. She is phenomenal. Let me tell you something. If you're a veteran, heck, if you're anybody, she can help you out. But, you know, she really gets a kick out of helping veterans get into a home, get into a mortgage that is affordable for them. She's a phenomenal lady. She is can be reached at 567-4223. Of course, that's in area code 334. And her NMLS number is 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Give her a call if you are in the market for a home, and she will hook you up with a wonderful mortgage. I know she's doing this one promotion right now. I think it's 1% down.
Wow.
With 1% down, which is the price of a latte a day over a year, as she puts
yep,
it.
It's nothing.
That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket every day. You can make coffee at home.
Yep.
If it means getting a house, getting into a house that you like, that you can afford.
With that tax break.
Right. At a rate that is affordable to you, it's worth it. Give her a call. Her number, again, is 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. And give her a call. From what I hear, Baron used her. And got a great mortgage, and he is just over the moon. We got a caller on the line.
We
got what? East of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's
morning.
A pleasure to speak to Hicks and Adams this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, I know that Baron is thankful he's got a couple of friends like you guys to stand in for him. I know he's not feeling well. Hey, Terry, I want to draw on some of your expertise and Nate, you may be able to ask someone later on how Alabama might react to something like this in our emergency management, but I seem to remember, Terry, that we have plane-based and ship-based lasers
yes.
that can shoot down missiles. Is there some possibility that a missile was fired at the Hawaiian Islands that was shot down, and they're keeping it on the down low.
I am so glad you asked that. There is a big... Let me tell you. Today is the day that the General Accounting Office is supposed to release their report on their investigation into Clinton, Obama, all the stuff that we all know has been going on. That report's supposed to come out today. So if you're the deep state and you know this stuff's about to come out, you're going to do anything in the world to take the focus off that. So what if the deep state did fire a missile to blame on North Korea towards Hawaii, but we shot it down before it got there, and now we're playing the game of, oh, well, somebody accidentally hit a button. It was really no big deal. That's a big... That's a possibility.
It's a real possibility, and this, on the day that Ronald Reagan declared was Martin Luther King's birthday in 1986, that there would be a federal holiday, and he also initiated the so-called Star Wars missile defense program.
Yes,
I would just be so gratified to learn that some of that technology was used, you know, in the final analysis. We'll be talking about this when we have even more gray hair in a few years. We'll find out about it.
But, exactly.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of roll that past you and see your perspective
on
it.
It's funny you say that, because Nate and I had breakfast before we came on, and we both talked about that. But, you know, that's kind of not in Barron's portfolio.
Wheelhouse.
It's not in his wheelhouse, so I wasn't going to bring it up.
No.
But you brought it up, so we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Well, and here's what I worry. I worry that this is just going to be brushed under the carpet, like most things are that we come across. Like the Atlanta airport incident has not been talked about ever since. I'm very glad.
Vegas.
Vegas was just on the news this weekend, and I just saw it on Fox News this morning because they found the girlfriend's fingerprints on some of the bullets.
She claims she helped load the magazines for him.
And at some point, you have to ask yourself, why does he need all these magazines with all this ammo in it?
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, two, though, guys, to be fair, we really don't know if Mr. Beam was working in Hawaii for the emergency management system. I mean, it's very possible. I don't know if you're into English comedy. But,
I know who Mr. Bean is. I was following you on that.
Yeah, this cat. You know,
I was waiting for your punchline on that one, but I guess Mr. Bean was the punchline.
Yeah, you know, but that's the kind of Jerry Lewis type stuff, you know, Lucy trying to work at the chocolate factory.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, well, listen, great show, guys, and we'll listen to you the rest of the morning.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that call.
You know what? He brings up a good point. Like I did say, I do have a friend in the EMA, and I will contact them and see if they'd like to come on and discuss anything that they might be able to share with, you know, comparing Montgomery to Hawaii. But until that happens, this is something. Well, go ahead. You have something.
All I was going to say was if Hawaii, if they simply have a button that says emergency, hit this button to let everybody know we're about to be nuked. Then if I'm the government, if they have this button, and if I'm the government, what I'm doing right now is I'm getting in touch with every state's emergency management system, whatever, and I'm saying, guys,
if you got one
of those buttons, we need to change this system.
Right.
I would be finding out who's got systems identical to that, and I would be working on having that changed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it only takes one time to have something happen like this where you systematically have to change the operating procedure. I mean, for example, Pearl Harbor brought about many different systematic changes of the way that we dealt with intelligence, the way we dealt with early warning, and spying on our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a 9/11 moment. It takes a December 11th moment. It takes those moments, or December 7th, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest history buff, but... you know, it takes those moments to really get an idea of where you're vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Now we are more stringent. We have the TSA. We have the Department of Homeland Security because of 9/11. And so we've had to refocus our attention on those threats that are current.
Right.
Because it would appear, at least in Hawaii, that their system was antiquated.
Big time. And they need to be upgrading every system that's like Hawaii's, if that is indeed what happened.
Now, let me ask you this, changing subjects a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Are you familiar with the name Chelsea Manning?
Yes, I am.
And who used to be Bradley Manning?
Yes, the trader.
Former. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's where I was going. Former Army soldier that mishandled intelligence.
That we traded 4 or 5 leaders from?
No, that was Bergdahl.
I'm sorry, I get them mixed up. There's been so many.
This goes along the same line.
Okay.
Well, reports now, and when I saw this, I said, this has to be fake news. This has to be some kind of Facebook scam thing, you know, like when they say, like, somebody's dead, you know, like...
John Travolta died.
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea Manning confirms this, and this is on Fox News, so it's pretty credible, that Chelsea Manning will be running for a Senate seat.
How?
Well, like wow. Anybody else does, they claim that, you know, I'm still uncomfortable whether or not to say he or she,
yes.
But since it's Chelsea, I'll say she. She is going to be running for office for the state of Maryland. Just like any other person with the Federal Election Commission, your candidacy has to meet certain requirements. You have to have be 30 years old. And Chelsea Manning meets that requirement.
But,
go ahead.
But traitor? I mean, was he found guilty of anything in a military tribunal?
Or? Yeah, she got 35 years in prison for the WikiLeaks documents that were given to WikiLeaks, the secure documents given to WikiLeaks. But our 45th president saw fit to grant clemency.
So does that
before
erase?
Leaving? Clemency does, I believe. I think that is actually the rule of clemency, is that you are erasing. It's not just a pardon.
It's like it never happened.
Correct. I believe that's what the word clemency actually means on a legal standpoint. But here's my problem, and that's fine. If it's like the law never, if the violation never happened. I still believe if you are tried, convicted, accused of releasing state secrets, government secrets that could endanger our population at whole, that perhaps there should be guidelines that say you're not fit to hold political office. Obviously, she was not fit to stay in the military. Therefore, I don't think you should be fit to hold a political office where you can affect policy. You are privy to certain information. I don't think it's appropriate.
I agree.
And I hope and pray that the good people of Maryland see that and say, you know what? We have a better Democratic constituent that we can put in. But you know what? I think this is Barron calling here, so okay. Let's get Barron's opinion. Hello, Barron.
Hey,
what's up,
yes.
Sir?
Yes, going on.
What do you think about Chelsea Manning running for Maryland Senate?
Oh, I hope he gives Ben Cardin all he can give him. I really do.
Well said.
This is a leftist bloodbath. Maybe we can actually get a Republican out of Maryland.
That'll be the
name. Hey, you've got an America-hating traitor on the one hand, and you have Chelsea Manning on the other. So,
yeah,
you can't go wrong in this Senate.
I think they should also get Chelsea Clinton to run as well.
Yeah, well, this is like Roy Moore running in Alabama. I mean, I'm sure the Democratic Party just loves the prospect of having to go through this primary. So, I'm all for Looney Tune leftists running and showing who they really are. You know, the problem with the left is that they're so good at hiding. They're so good at camouflaging who they really are.
They really are.
And when you get an absolutely confirmed traitor, 35 years in prison, whatever he was sentenced to, you get them on the ballot. Now you put the left in Maryland in a
pickle.
They're in a real pickle. I mean, do they expose that they're America hating leftists or not? Or yeah, they do. So I'm all in favor of it. I hope more people like that run. Frankly,
wow.
But I do want to say that I'm at home today and not feeling well.
Or, you sound stuffy too.
Oh yeah, I still got the lungs and sinus effect of the flu, but I think the bulk of the heavy lifting my body's already done. But you know, I'm at home in a home that Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage helped me get in, and she can help you get in a home too if you're at home listening and tired of paying that rent every month, or just looking to move. Maybe you're in a house now and you just think, hey, is the time right? You know, the home buying season's right around the corner, or maybe you're in a home that you've had for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years and. And you just want to know. I mean, maybe you think you got a really good deal, but you just want to know if you could save a little bit of money every month, or maybe trim years and years off of your amortization schedule so you can pay your home off maybe a decade earlier or more. Give Kim Williams a call, because she can answer all those questions and more. It doesn't cost you a thing. I mean, at most, you're looking at 5 or 10 minutes on the phone with her. That's
and you're probably going to save money.
Oh, you're going to. I mean... Look, she told me that 75% of mortgages out there in Montgomery, in this area, River Region area, 75% of mortgages, she could in all likelihood save them money. They just have to pick up the phone and call her. So I encourage people to do that. It's a perfect day to call. It's the start of the new year. Everybody's making new financial resolutions and new weight loss resolutions and everything. Make Kim Williams one of those calls. Her number's easy, 567-4223, 567-4223. It's Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage, ALAHomeMortgage.com on the website. If you don't want to call in person, you want to fill the application out online, have her call you back, you can do that, ALAHomeMortgage.com. There's a link on that website called the Blink Link. Just click that. You'll be good to go. But, man, I tell you, she's the best at what she does, and there's a reason she saved our audience tens of millions of dollars over the course of the last 3 years on our radio broadcast. And, I just look forward to her saving people more money. Her NMLS number is 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
You're going to stick with us through the break?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hit a quick commercial. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. You're with Who's Your Daddy, Nate Hicks, and the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering-responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Pacifica minivan from the 2017 model year, you'll likely be bringing it back to the dealer for a software fix. The cars with gasoline engines could stall. Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods has resulted in a dramatic increase in its Amazon Fresh grocery sales in the last 4 months of last year, up 35%. Business strategist Britton Ladd, who is a former Amazon Fresh senior manager, believes Amazon has the potential to be the largest U.S. grocer by the year 2030. Though they may have to buy another retail chain to do it.
One of the retailers that stood out the most in the research was the possibility of Amazon actually acquiring Target opening Whole Foods markets inside Target stores.
The stock markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for today, but more weather changes on the way as another Arctic front heads this way. Lots of sunshine today. Not too bad. High temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear. Another freeze. Overnight, low 30. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase. High 53 early in the day. Then it turns breezy and colder. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, maybe a few snowflakes in the area. Small chance. It's not out of the question. Overnight, low 18. Wednesday, a frigid day. Breezy, cold. High 34. Now's the time to get our free weather app on your phone. Find out about big weather changes before they happen. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back into News and Views. I'm your host, the Hoosier Daddy, Nate Hicks, and I'm joined by the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Mr. Terry Adams. And you know what, Terry? I have a mansion. Forget the price. I've never been there, but they tell me it's that nice. It is nice.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And on our phone line, we have the one and only Baron Coleman. Baron, you back with us?
I am. I don't have a mansion.
You do have a nice home, though.
Well, no, I enjoy my house.
Thanks to
and it has a lot of, you know, like sickly bodies laying all around the living room, but it's nice.
Yeah. No, it is nice. I was just online just a moment ago while we were on hold looking at the Alabama State Employee Credit Union website. You know, you don't have to be a state employee to belong to
not.
The ASC Credit Union. Mm-hmm. No, you don't at all.
You know what I love about you know what I love about them? And you're not only not have to be a state employee, but when you go there, you're a member. You're not a customer. You are a member. You are a valued person to them.
Yeah, and it's the name ASC Credit Union is just a vestige of when they first started. The charter did. It was originally for state employees, but they opened that charter up to anybody in the area a long time, like decades ago, I think. And so it operates for everybody who wants to be a member instead of a customer. I was just looking at their auto loan rate and some of their CD rates. They have CDs right now pushing 1.75%. You can get a new and used auto loan as low as 2.75%. And they don't nickel and dime you with fees all the time. You can get on their website. You can fill out the application, join. Their website's really good. You can make payments online. There's just so much you can do. I mean, you can basically do all your banking without ever walking in to an ASC credit union. It's almost that convenient. They've got a great mobile app. The website online is fantastic, easy to use. You can use your iPad, your desktop. It's really a technologically hip organization. I mean, you think a lot of these local-type banks and credit unions a lot of times don't have the best technology. This ASC credit union really does. It's really impressive, particularly for younger people who are used to dealing with technology.
Right.
They really need to check out ASC Credit Union. I know so many young people use those big box banks,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to name them, but you know where they are. You know, they got horses on the logos, and they've got triangles on the logos and all that, and they co-opt the American flag and act like they're somehow a central bank. You know, this is, and young people are just getting nickeled and dimed to death. They're taking 10, 15, 20 bucks a month out of your checking account. Every time you make a little mistake, they charge you 40 bucks.
And ASC a lot of people don't know that.
Different.
A lot of people don't look at their bank account statements close enough to understand that that's going on.
Yeah, so go by ASC Credit Union. There's locations all over the place. You can do it online. It's yourascu.com. It's easier just to Google ASC Credit Union. It'll be the first option, ASC Credit Union. Or go find a location in line. They got great car loan rates, I mentioned. CD rates are pushing 1.75%. And they're not going to nickel and dime you to death. It's finally time to be treated fairly by a bank.
That's right.
You got the local, they love you, and they're going to treat you like a member. They are also a member of the, or federally insured by NCUA.
Right. Well, thank you, sir. So, and we'll talk to you in another hour, will we?
All right, yeah. I'll probably be by 11:30.
See all right, you. Talk to you later.
Bye.
And it's great. That's great. I his level of just personal fortitude and responsibility to call into the show and to put out those ads, that's great. You know,
it is.
And I understand he doesn't want to. He probably feels well enough to come in, but you know, with a flu, with a fever, you just don't.
No, you don't.
You don't want to spread it. You don't want to spread it. But folks, I am very happy to announce that we are being joined on the phone by a very good friend of mine, Miss Christina Thornton, who is the Montgomery City County Director of Emergency Management. And she has, agreed to come on and be willing to answer a couple questions in regards to the Hawaii situation. How are you, Christina?
I'm good. How are you today, Nate?
I'm wonderful. It's just a wonderful, beautiful day. The sun is out. Not a cloud in the sky. I just love it.
Absolutely. Just cold.
Yeah. If we can just do something about that, maybe pull the sun a little bit closer. But my question is, I'm sure you saw this news on the Hawaii situation and nuclear missiles coming at Hawaii. And everybody's saying it's because a button was pushed accidentally. And I tend to think that we probably have better fail safes than somebody accidentally pushing a button and causing mass chaos in Hawaii. I'm sure here in Montgomery we have better fail safes than that. Would I be right in assuming that?
Actually, yes, we do. We have a series of steps that must go in order to get any kind of notification like that. Either calls come into our Montgomery City County our emergency 911 communication center, and the dispatchers verify the information, and then it goes through a vetting process, and it has to meet checklists before certain situations go that, and then our Everbridge system, it decides if it needs to go out to first responders or if it is a nationwide or community-wide event.
Good.
And that's wonderful. And see, you would think... that's why I don't necessarily, and I don't need you to get into this part of it because I don't want you to put you in a position to make an opinion call, but that's why I don't think that this was just somebody sitting on a button or accidentally pushing something they shouldn't have, and especially waiting 38 minutes to rectify it. I would think that our government is apt enough that there are things in place to redundancies, checklists, people that have to sign off at a different level before we can broadcast that there's an emergency in our area.
Well, situations like that, obviously, if it is something that they think is happening, they want to get the information out as quickly as possible. Yes,
sure.
There should have been some kind of vetting process that are they going to reconfirmation of something of that sort.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. I always respect your opinion. You're a very intellectual woman, and you know, and you obviously have a very high position of power in the government, and you've gotten there because you are very smart and well versed on the policies and procedures of the government of Alabama.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, y'all.
Bye. How wonderful was that? She's phenomenal. She's a business owner here in the area as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a great head on her shoulders. She's a lot younger than me, and just she blows
me
away.
She's a lot younger than me. I'm old.
But, she's in a very vaulted position in the government.
Well,
and,
I appreciate just the fact she came on talk radio.
And she was a police officer for a long time here in the city.
Really?
And all the way up to the rank of captain. So she's a sharp cookie.
Sounds like it.
She is indeed. But we're up against another break. That was one of our short times. So, you know, we have to hit this break, pay the bills, the bills that keep this show going. You know, because if the show isn't continuing to go, we can't get the information out to you.
That's right.
And you can't see what that woman's doing to me. You're with Who's Your Daddy, Nate Hicks, and Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime on News and Views. Barron swears up and down that he will be here tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure Jack will be too. So Stick with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and let them show you how you can design a new smart pool with an in-home 3D design consultation. You can have affordable year-round swimming. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free. Go beyond salt and chlorine and swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today for the best warranties in the industry. Visit BlueHaven.com, like them on Facebook, or call 277-3100.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
But I love, love, love me some David Bowie. Such a good guy. You know, I listened to... he was such a good guy.
You know what he's doing now? He's decomposing. I'm sorry.
You completely threw my train of thought there.
I'm sorry.
No, all his music, he just incorporates so many different sounds from from different genres, from the world, and incorporates it into his music. And... save his voice. You could listen to all his songs and not know it's the same artist.
That's true.
Save his voice.
Yeah, the whole Ziggy Stardust thing is just the spiders from Mars. That's just wild.
It is wild stuff. It's weird and wild stuff.
Way out there before everybody
else. He was an innovator. That's what he was. But speaking of which, let's go back to this Chelsea Manning story.
Yeah, he's an innovator too.
I'm concerned. And don't get me wrong. I don't care anything about the fact that he's transgender. If that's what he wants to do or she wants to do, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with a transgender person being in political office. My concern is this is a known threat to the U.S. government. This is a person who took valuable, top secret secrets and gave them to WikiLeaks. On top of that, if you are a felon in some states, in you can't get a weapon. You
That's
cannot
true.
Purchase a weapon. You cannot vote in some cases.
Right.
It seems that if you commit a crime at a certain felony level, that you are stripped of some of your civil liberties. Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not allowed to vote for someone for political office, then you should not be able to run for that political office.
I agree.
And I just don't see why we don't have some regulation, some law, some stipulation somewhere that states that.
I agree.
It seems mind-boggling. Who do we have on the line?
We have the famous Rusty.
Rusty Aldridge?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Me too.
I've only interviewed him ever once. And
you can do it.
Okay, here we go.
I'm supporting you.
Hello, Rusty.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Just enjoying listening to y'all. I don't know if Baron needs a break with that. I don't know what I had over the weekend. I don't think it was the flu. I think I might have got in on some of those, Mary B's biscuits that they recalled. seriously, I think I got into the Listeria, man. It is not clever.
Goodness, that is not good at all.
Oh, man, it was like, I slept for 2 days. It was awful.
I tell you what, that and when you have a bad case of, food poison or something, it ruins food forever. You cannot eat it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But I was listening and heard what you said about the missile. Do you think it was, maybe there was one and it got shot down? Mm-hmm. I had thought about that.
So that's Terry's supposition. I discussed this with my dad, and my dad actually thinks that perhaps there was a political plant in the emergency management preparedness agency there in Hawaii, and they actually enacted this message to kind of stir the pot, create some fervor to undermine the Trump presidency. That was his idea.
And there's also the possibility that it was a butt dial. You know, that could be what it was. The guy's leaving work and he bumps into the button with his backside.
Did you just hear who I interviewed? I interviewed the Montgomery City and County Director of Emergency Management, a friend of mine named Christina Thornton, and she said there are many different steps within the activation process.
A lot of them vetting. It's vetted.
And that it's not just as simple as sitting on the wrong button and butt dialing.
Well, that's Alabama, and we're assuming Hawaii's the same way, and why would it not be?
Well, you know, we're so backwards here in Alabama. They got the high-tech, fang-dangled stuff over there in Hawaii.
They should.
Well, they're all laid back and everything, too, man. You know, they probably wouldn't get the message of a bombing till, you know, like 2-3 days later. You know, really? That happened?
Well, man. They're too busy surfing.
Exactly.
No, I'm just
hanging tin and all that kind of stuff. But you guys are doing a great job, man.
Well, thank you, sir. That means a lot coming from you.
Me,
that means a
Rusty.
Lot. Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much, man. And when we're going to do another big podcast, man, I went to Terry. I went to one of Nate and LaDonna's podcasts.
Cool. Yeah.
And the only thing I had to do weird was eat a piece of eel.
He did eat a piece of eel.
Oh, God.
It was great. It was great.
Really?
Man.
We went to the Japanese/Korean place down on the boulevard.
And he had eel?
Oh, it's phenomenal. They brought us every kind of food, every kind of sake that you could imagine. It was eel.
You know, that's lean spelled backwards, right?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing was, everything was just about gone except for one piece of sushi and that eel.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of looking around. I said, oh, heck, I'll do it, you know, because I didn't drink any sake, so I had to redeem myself by eating the eel.
Oh, my God.
And then I electrocuted everybody at the table.
Cha-ching.
All right, guys. You guys take care.
And, thank you, sir.
I'll be seeing you later on.
Yes,
later.
Sir. That is Rusty Aldridge. He's at the Laugh Factory all week, and he will be at Chuckles on Monday of Tuesday of next week. Who do we have on the other line?
We have my friend Barry from Opelika.
Oh, Barry? Barry from Opelika?
Opelika, yeah.
Is this the same, like Barry?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Barry.
The Barry. Welcome,
hey.
Barry.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Well, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I know y'all talking a lot about the Hawaii thing, and I can't remember where if I read it or saw it somewhere but there was a news group that toured that place the day before.
Really?
That yes. seems very interesting. Suspect.
It does.
Very convenient.
You know, one of the major news, I can't remember if it was like CNN or NBC or what, but there was a tour group that went through the whole place.
Wow, I'm going to have to find out about that.
I'd like to see the footage, because I heard on a news report that the actual office or the room where this mm-hmm. happened is a very confined space, and that it would be easy to accidentally push a button because of that. But, of course, as we've learned, that's probably not the case.
No, I don't see how.
But that's, it seems odd to me that weird. They had who brings a news crew
Yeah.
into an emergency management office.
That's secure of a, yeah.
Right, because I'll be honest with you, when I worked at Fort Gordon in Augusta, Georgia, we had to get briefed when we would do a perimeter security search. We'd go to different buildings, mm-hmm. and we'd do make sure people were doing the right thing, there was nothing outstanding. We had to get briefed in the emergency management office. You would not believe the amount of video cameras that are on post oh, yeah. with all the screens oh, yeah, they have. Yeah. They had like 30 screens.
I bet.
But we couldn't just walk in. We had to be escorted in. We had to be watched the whole time because it is a secure site. So to bring in a news crew just does not jive.
That doesn't make sense, man. Wow. But thanks for that heads
up. I'll see if I can find where I've seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm send there. It to Terry if
yeah,
you do find it.
Email it to me. I got my AOL right. up right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barry.
All right.
Guy. Take care.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He calls off. He calls often on your show, correct?
He does. Barry and I are friends. We're both fans of the old two-stroke enduro motorcycles. He's got like a 72 DT250, and I've got an older Suzuki TS250 and a Yamaha DT175, all this old two-stroke stuff.
You know, let me point this out to you folks. This time has flown by. We're almost at 11 o'clock. I want to remind you that this hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Ken Williamson. She is, as Barron said earlier, she is phenomenal. She can get you approved. She can set all the paperwork ahead for you. She's got a great special right now for a 1% down mortgage. She works great with veterans. Just give her a call, 567-4223. Let her know what you're looking for, what kind of mortgage. She runs the litany of mortgages and rates. She will advise you on what is best for your situation. Her NMLS number is 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We are going to hit this last break of this hour and look into the next hour. We got a couple things I do want to talk local, national. We do want to talk about the whole DACA situation with the president. So if you want to call us, 272-9228, get in and tell us what you think. Give us your opinion, and we will be right back.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He's being honored at church services and other events around the country, including a wreath laying at the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
In these times in which we live, we need Dr. King's theme and Dr. King's thoughts more than ever.
Harry Johnson's president of the MLK Memorial Foundation. It's a federal